Kona FM's Listen Again is supported by Mecca Bingo on Corporation Street in Taunton. Come and play at our house, where there's more fun, more laughs, and more reasons to come on in. Call now on Taunton 272282.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly, and I'm now joined by the Reverend Stephen Reed of the Taunton Chaplaincy. Stephen, welcome back to Tone FM. Good to see you.
And you too.
And I have to say, and I have to congratulate you because I share your thoughts on this, you're a Marmite man.
Indeed I am.
A Marmite man, through and through. Just to explain.
Go on.
No, I was just about to say, whenever we have guests in, the first thing I say before we go live is, just to take a level, going to have your full name, what you do, and what you have for breakfast. And that's my little routine. Oh. And I discovered you're a Marmite man.
Indeed I am. But I have to confess, I'm not a Marmite man by brand. I prefer, dare I say it online, Sainsbury's own.
Really?
So I'm not... Yeah, this is real exciting stuff.
Now you're turning into a traitor.
Yeah, I don't dislike Marmite. It's just I find that it's the smoother taste of Sainsbury's own brand. How about that?
I've never had Sainsbury's own brand. I've always had Marmite.
The business, yeah. Well, I've tried them all, Tesco's and all the rest of the own labels, and I've come down in favour of Sainsbury's.
Wow.
I'm sure the listeners are really excited by this stuff.
Well, my friend Rena at Sainsbury's, she'll be delighted that you're saying this. Morning, Rena. Listen, welcome back to Tone FM. Good to see you. Obviously, yeah. The last time we saw each other very briefly was at the Christmas light switch on.
Yeah.
What a great day.
Fantastic. I really thought Taunton did itself proud, and we should be proud of what we do in the town. It was great to see such crowds at a good market throughout the day, and a great switch on. Thousands of people there. It was, it was great.
I think the market was absolutely fabulous this year.
It was indeed, and I think it's going to get better and better each year. The traders seem to be happy. They're selling lots of goods and stuff, and there's just a good old atmosphere. Had a bit of fun though going around and talking to people, but there's a bit of iron in here somewhere. But I'd be talking to market traders and say, this is great, this is all about Jesus. And they go, I put on a sort of a blank face expression, then I'd smile and say, you know, you get it, yeah. But of course, that's how we, or I view.
So Christmas, you're a wind up merchant as well, then.
I can be a wind up merchant. But seriously, you know,
no, but you're right,
it all springs out of a celebration of Christmas or Christmas and the sending of Christ into the world by God, our Heavenly Father. And so it's important to me. That's the celebration, the reason for the season and all that stuff. So when I go around, I'm always reminding people, just touching base with them and saying, hey, don't forget, you know, this is about Jesus, really.
Now, very quickly, for those that haven't heard of you before or don't know what you do, what your role is within the community, just explain a bit about the Taunton Chaplaincy and what you actually do.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much. Taunton Chaplaincy appeared about 4 years ago. My colleague, or my predecessor, Neil, began the work. And we're workplace chaplains. So, in other words, we offer chaplains to go into the workplace in Taunton. And so many of them, the larger employers in town, have their own chaplain. So you've got somebody going into the hydrographic office. You've got Margaret going to Debenhams. You've got Andy going into County Hall and so on and so forth. So pretty well the major employers in Taunton have their own chaplains. And these are lay people from churches around Taunton. It's as we say, the gift of the Church of Taunton to the working place.
So when you visit the workplace, what do you actually do whilst you're there? Is it to console people that may be grieving, or just a general hello, how are you?
It's everything, including the things you've just mentioned. So you're around the place, you're conscious all the time that people are there to work, so you're not there to interfere with that. But most people have a moment just to stop and, you know, touch base with them, see how they're getting on. And over time, and this is about something that has developed over time, people will share where they're at. They'll share where they're at in terms of their own place of in faith, should we say, or they've had some real-life difficulties and challenges, and chaplains will offer to pray for them, not necessarily in the workplace right there and then, but to carry that away. And we offer a confidential prayer system where people are receiving prayer from across all of our chaplains.
That must be quite a relief for some people that are perhaps struggling and find it very difficult to talk to, whether it be at home, amongst friends, amongst family, yet quite often you see that people are quite willing to talk to somebody that they don't really know that well,
exactly,
but can accept and take on board what is being said.
I absolutely agree with you. We don't listen very well as a human race is less and less likely to listen to other people. The society is very noisy. There's so much going on, and there isn't that moment perhaps as often as there should be to sit back and take an interest in another human being. And I think that's what chaplains are about. The other thing I think is to be able to deliver the message that God continues to love them. God made them uniquely, knows them totally, and understands them completely. And so the chaplain is that bridge, if you will, to God. So to remind them that they're loved by God. And also the chaplaincy is that in the place of God, if you like, standing in the place and offering the prayer and the private prayer. And sometimes, often things change. People are very grateful, and that leads on the filters into them re-examining their own spiritual life. And often they appear at church as a result. But we're not there preaching at people. We're not stabbing them in the chest and saying, you've got to do this or you've got to do that, go to church or whatever. We are the church on the street, the church that's left the building to go out where people are and say, look, we're there for a compassionate listening ear for you if you want that. Some people don't, and they can be quite sort of, stand backish. But we just love them and carry on, and that's fine.
On your travels around the workplaces throughout Taunton, what feedback do you get? What have you noticed from people over the last few years in particular?
Well, do you know,
is there a general theme,
yeah,
a recurring theme?
No, I think there's so many things.
Without going into too many personal details, obviously not.
No, I think there's this issue of change to the family, whereas, there used to be husband and a wife, or a couple got married, had children, and that was the nuclear family. So often, and it's, you expect it now, somebody will share and say, well, my husband, my partner's gone, or my wife, my partner's gone. We've got, I'm a lone parent with two kids and all that. And that's quite a challenging existence for some people. And they just need to know that somebody's prepared to listen to them and indeed pray with them. And, but the nuclear family as we know it, as I was brought up in the 50s, 60s, everything was fairly straightforward and understandable. Nowadays, there are many complex relational situations which people get into. It's not easy sometimes to understand all that, but the important thing, we're listening to that. And so often it's a relief in itself for one human being to listen to another. That human being just shares where they're at. And in the sharing of where they're at, a couple of things happen. One is that it's like holding up a mirror to yourself. You kind of get where you're at and sometimes provide your own solutions in that sense. But also the fact that somebody else is listening, somebody else is praying. When I say to people, like today, when I leave here, tomorrow morning when I'm in prayer, I will pray back 24 hours and forward 24 hours. So I'll be praying for Darren because I met Darren today and I've been on the radio station with him. And so you will be in my prayers tomorrow. That has a significant effect on the hearer. The person said, wow, would you do that for me? I tell you, I was giving an example. I was being very careful here because, we don't want to indicate who people are. But I remember just talking to a couple of people in a store, and we were stacking shelves together. Because chaplains do what other people do. When we're in a store, if we're standing alongside people stacking shelves, guess what? We stack shelves because that's what we do. But one said to me, I got another job that I was going for, and that's going to make a big difference. And just keeping that brief, the other one said, oh yeah, I've got that promotion, and that's going to help out with the family situation and a lot of other stuff. And in tandem, almost as an echo, they turned to me and said, hey, you prayed for us, or for me. And each one said for me, and it was like a dawning.
Yeah,
they realised, and I said, yeah, I was privileged to do that. And it's good to see God answers prayer, and you need to go on praying yourselves. And believing God loves you, and you need to commit some of your time to prayer and to thinking about your Heavenly Father. So those things are happening. Just magnify that by numbers, because we're 26 in our chaplaincy team. We've almost doubled in size, and we're going on growing. And of course now we're providing town centre chaplaincy, which is another aspect. And of course, since we were last in, I was last in, that's happened. We've now got an office in the Market House.
Wow.
Which we've got from Taunton Deane Borough Council, which is very helpful. So chaplaincy is based out of an office. Before, it was working from home.
Yeah.
And from there, we go into the town centre. We're much more alive with the marketplace, with the markets on a Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And, of course, the shops on the high street get a regular visit by somebody like me, and it's become the norm to see a town centre chaplain in the highways and byways of Taunton. So that's a great leap forward.
And it adds to the building and the progression of Taunton itself, doesn't it? Just one thing, I want to stop you there to play some more music, but Stephen, you've got quite an interesting background before you turn to the chaplaincy, which I'd like to talk about in just a moment. And we'd also like to talk about the Business Carol service, which you've also got details of. And that's all on the way next here with my guest, Stephen Reid from the Taunton Chaplaincy on Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is Darren Daly, and I'm joined by my guest, the Reverend Stephen Reid from Taunton Chaplaincy. We've already spoke to Stephen about his role within the community. Now, before you took up the role with the chaplaincy, Stephen, let's go back a few years now. Tell me about your background, because it is kind of, well, very much chalk and cheese, is
yes,
it not?
Yes, a lot has gone on in this life. I do a men's group talk called Military, Money and Ministry. Military, Money and Ministry. Because I was a soldier. I was in business. I haven't got any money, but it's three M's, as you can tell. I was in business for 17 years, and then I came into the ministry. So military money and ministry. I kind of drifted into the army, went into the intelligence corps. Don't laugh. People all seem to... But intelligence corps did 9 years with that, which was fantastic. But during that time, I came to adult faith in Christ, and it happened in an amazing way. Just briefly, if I can mention that, I was over in Northern Ireland working there, and incredible time actually, doing lots of things like playing rugby for a local side over there, and so on. In fact, indeed, I was engaged to a local girl for a while there, which was interesting, fine lady. And then in Northern Ireland, they tend to advertise church services much more than they do here. And you don't see the Gazette having lots of advert for church services. But in the Northern Ireland, and I think it was the Portadown News, there was an advert for the local Methodist church. And in it, there was a verse of scripture which says, which was on Isaiah 43, which says, I've called you by name, you're mine. And this I found totally irresistible. It struck me so forcibly. So I went along to the church, the Methodist church in Portadown, and as a result, I committed my life to the Lord. That was the beginning of an adult faith. I'd always been involved with church as a teenager and so forth.
And this is during, active service?
Yeah, it was busy times. It was in the 70s, of course, and Northern Ireland was ablaze, and I mean ablaze. Yeah. I was spared.
Do you think that that's why you, because of what was happening, that influence your decision to go to the church?
Not at all. I've been asked, that's a good question, I've been asked before, but I mean, I was having a high old time. I was actually attached to the RUC. I had as I said, a very strong girlfriend relationship there. I was playing rugby for a local side, and socially it was great. So there wasn't a sense of need in me other than the need to be restored in faith to God, as I say. So no, it wasn't driven by that. And then I went back, then posted to Germany, and left the army, fully expecting to go into the ministry. Went to checked out a couple of Bible colleges to see what was going on, but felt an unease. And it was a call, but the timing was wrong. So 17 years later, and I was in various businesses, including business of my own. And then I was working for an international company. I had a very large salary at that time. I used to have my own plane, used to fly.
Your own plane?
I did. Used to be a pilot, yep. And
have you still got your license?
No, I'll explain. I let it lapse because when you're earning a good salary, you can afford that. And you can afford to have your plane and go off flying here, there and everywhere. But I took a very large pay cut because in the midst of all that, of doing exceptionally well in this company that I was working with and having all the executive toys that go with it, I felt God say, now, you know, you've always had the call, now's the time. So I just stepped back from it all, took a huge pay cut. And, of course, flying's an expensive hobby, so that had to go. I do miss flying, I have to say. But having said that, I've never seriously regretted ever coming into the ministry. So I went to Bible College and went at my first church was at Hemiock Baptist Church, where I was the minister. Very pleasant place to be a minister in Hemiock, lovely village and a great bunch of people, including the Baptist Church, and was there 10 years. Before I then came over into hospital chaplaincy in Taunton, I'm chaplain to 40 Commando, remain the chaplain assistant to the Padre there. Whenever on an on-demand basis, I was chaplain to 6 Rifles. I'm still chaplain to the TA Centre here in Taunton. was at their Christmas function last night. Like, great night, guys. Thanks very much.
Did they behave?
They did. I did as well, which is awesome.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that.
And I didn't stay right to the end. I always make it I let them do their own thing.
I know that would that probably wouldn't seem right to some people. No, you staying right to the end of a Christmas party.
Well,
then staggering out.
Yes, no. I do enjoy my ale. I have to say, Darren.
But of course, you're allowed to drink. There's no stopping you.
But the point is that I enjoy thoroughly the ministry aspect of my life. I'm 63 and still going strong, and enjoy Taunton Tea Chaplaincy. I said we've got a fantastic team. We had our lunch on Christmas lunch on Saturday afternoon. I was sort of out Saturday at lunchtime for a meal, out in the evening with the lads at the TA Centre. So it's a busy old life. Excuse me. And the team is thriving, and all is well. Now, coming on to the thing we mentioned earlier, the Business Carol Service. Now, the Business Carol Service is about and for the people who work in Taunton. This is a great carol service. It's been done for now 3 or 4 years, and attracts a lot of attention, a lot of interest. People come along from all over the working community of Taunton, and it's coming up soon. And it's going to be at St. James Church, as it always is, on Tuesday, the 16th of December, at the appropriate time of 6:15. So people can leave work and go on out to the St. James Church in St. James Street at 6:15. Keith Powell, who's an Exmoor vicar, is going to come and speak to us. He's apparently a great speaker. I'm learning myself. And also Richard Trahan, who is the manager of Sainsbury's in Taunton, because we have a chaplain there. In Tim is a chaplain to Sainsbury's in the centre of Taunton, and he'll be talking about the value of chaplaincy and reflecting on the work that Tim does. There's going to be obviously festive refreshments afterwards, and there's a creche. Now, that's perhaps important to some people. They're going to have to go and pick their child up from school or from nursery. We have a creche for them as well. And of course, after 6 o'clock, there's free parking in Coal Orchard and in Cannon Street car park. So, good event. Tim Jones is the vicar at St. James, and he'll be leading the service. He's always very good value. So, it's for the business community to come and actually, I think this is how we refresh ourselves about the meaning of Christmas. So we're, you know, those guys are busy for you know, in the shops and in the businesses, serving the community, you know, and it's going to be a serious.
Sometimes it can run away with you at this personally, absolutely. I feel that because of the way and the nature of my role goes, actively DJing, for example, at Christmas parties, and there are so many of them, and they're obviously doing this as well, you can lose sight of what things are and what's going on around you.
And I'm suggesting that people come to the Business Carol Service, so this is where Christmas starts for me. It's a reminder of all that is what Christmas means to us, coming of Christ at Christmas, you know, leaving the splendour of heaven and the worship of angels and coming and being amongst us as human being and giving himself to all of what humanity means and the ups and downs, the highs and the lows. And so to begin to celebrate, you know, God in flesh appearing amongst us. Emmanuel, the word Emmanuel means God with us, and that's true. So that's what we're celebrating. And for me, Christmas will begin probably on that date.
Brilliant. I'll take that. That's good. My little flyer. Just a reminder then, it's the Business Carol Service, okay? And it is on Tuesday, the 16th of December, 6:15 to 7:15. My guest today, the Reverend Stephen Reed.
Thanks very much. It's always good to be on Tone FM.